我其实我今天题目也不像是一个题目，就是我的题目是两个关键的问题。
My question today it's two key questions.
第一个问题是人生命的意义是什么？
What is the meaning of man's life?
第二个，人生活的意义是什么？
And the second is the meaning of man's everyday life.
所以听起来好像是很大的题目，但是我今天感觉不太像是一个讲道的心情。
Though it looks like a big topic, but how I feel today is it's not like a message, like a preaching.
我很愿意跟弟兄姊妹在这个特殊的时代呢，像玛利亚一样坐在主的脚前。
I very much would I hope to during this special time that we like Mary we sit before the Lord.
我们一同与主交通，一同有一点的领受跟思想。
That we fellowship with the Lord, that we have some receiving some from the Lord.
在这个隔离的初期呢，好像我们觉得还有点新鲜，有点特别。
During the beginning of this quarantine, we feel a little, special.
但是我想，我慢慢的觉得，弟兄姊妹，我们需要受到一个提醒，这可能是一个对我们属灵光景的一个危机。
But brothers and sisters, we have to be reminded that this quarantine can become a crisis of our spiritual condition.
我们可以慢慢的随流失去，慢慢的对主冷淡。
We can drift away and grow cold toward the Lord.
我们也习惯了不再去到聚会的地方聚会。
And we are used to not going to the meeting place to gather together.
然后在这个线上的聚会里面，我们好像可以把自己隐藏起来，大家也不晓得我在干嘛。
And in the online meetings, is we can kind of just shut the video off and hide from brothers and sisters that do not know what we're doing.
呀，我们也少了很多彼此见面，然后彼此劝勉的机会。
And we lost the time that we can meet with each other and exhort each other.
弟兄姊妹，在这几年来，我真的很觉得我们活在一个非常奇怪、诡异的时代。
I feel that these few years we are living in very strange times.
经过就算当这个隔离结束之后，请问我这个人的光景还能够存留的下来吗？
That after this period of quarantine, my condition, this person, can it still remain?
我会不会慢慢就不见了呢？
Do I slowly just disappear?
我是不是往后退了很大的一步，很难再恢复过来呢？
Do I already drift very far away, many separated? It's hard for me to come back again.
还是说我们能够在这个危机当中把它变成一个转机？
Or in this crisis, it can become our turning point.
我们可以在主的恩典底下继续的长进，不受环境的拦阻跟限制。
That we can be without hindrance and restrictions by the grace of God to continue to grow.
我想我今天这个两个大问题呢，要就好像我们弟兄刚刚讲的，我要回到起初一下。
That these two questions, just like our brother shared, we have to return to the very beginning.
我们看一下创世纪的第三章的第一节。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 9.
创世纪第三章第一节，耶和华神所造的，唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说，神岂是真说，不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
Chapter 3 verse 1, Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?
当神愿意借着亚当夏娃开始实行他的计划的时候，
When the Lord was laying out his plan through Adam and Eve,
撒旦一开始呢，就用一个问题来把 这个所造的人对神产生了怀疑。
Satan used this question to cast doubt of God in man's heart.
他就说，哎，神跟你们讲的真的是神原本他的意思吗？
What God has told you, is it truly what he meant?
你难道不觉得是神把那个好的东西留给他自己不给你吗？
Don't you feel that God is keeping the bad for himself and not give to you?
所以过去的弟兄姊妹他们用一个很有趣的一个图画。
So brothers and sisters before us have used this illustration.
他说啊，这个问号，这个 question mark, 这个问号呢就好像一个蛇那个头在那边那个样子，卷那个圈卷起来的样子。
The question mark that we use today is like the serpent has its head out and curving.
他用这个问题呢把人引到对神的怀疑，让人觉得神并不爱他。
He uses question to cast doubt of God in man's heart that man would think that God doesn't love us.
但是感谢主哈，当人堕落之后。
But thank the Lord that when men fall,
神就开始他也问人问题。
God also began to ask men questions.
但是这个问题呢，我觉得它好像一个钩子。
But this question is, I feel it's like a hook.
他让这个用这个问题呢，他希望用钩子呢，把人勾回到神的面前。
He used these questions like a hook to hook men back before God.
他对亚当、对夏娃各问了一个问题。
He asked both Adam and Eve a question.
第三章第九节。
Chapter 3, verse 9.
耶华神呼唤那人，对他说。你在哪里？
And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou?
人啊，你在哪里？
Where art thou?
你去了什么地方？
Where have you been?
他对夏娃问了另外一个问题，第三章十三节。
He asked Eve another question, verse 13.
耶和华神对女人说，你做的是什么事呢？
He said to the woman, What is this that thou hast done?
你做了什么？
What did you do?
你做了什么样的一个行动？做了什么样的一个决定？
What have you done? What decision have you made?
所以在这个问题里面呢，你发现在第一个问题，他说，人啊，你在哪里？
The first question said, Man, where art thou?
然后亚当回答说，我害怕，我赤身露体了。
And Adam replied, said, I was afraid because I was naked.
你把这个问题扩大，你会发现人好像失去了神的原本给他的一个荣耀。
When you expand this question, it says that man has lost the glory that God has first given to him.
对，当然这是我们年长江弟兄他一个领受啊。
The elderly brother said, this is what he received.
当人受造的时候呢，神已经起初把一个他的荣耀好像衣服穿在人的身上。
And when God created man, he clothed man with his glory.
当人堕落之后呢，这个地位呢就失去了。
When man falls, he lost his position.
好像神也在问人说，你这个人生，你整个生命的方向要往哪里去呢？
And so God is also asking, you know, your whole life, where is the direction of your life?
你现在在哪里呢？
Where are you right now?
弟兄姊妹，这个也是同样问我们的问题。
Brothers and sisters, this question is also to what?
第二个问题，它等于是说，你做了什么？你的行事为人是如何呢？
Second question is, what have you done? What are your actions?
你是照着神的话，还是照着撒旦的话来行动呢？
Do you walk and act according to the word of God or according to the word from Satan?
你做这些事情，你是相信神呢，你还是相信撒旦？
When you do these things, do you believe in God or do you believe in Satan?
所以弟兄姊妹，我想今天就借着这两个问题，我们一同来思想。
So brothers and sisters, we will ponder together using these two questions.
第一个问题等于是说，神在问我们说，人活着的意义是什么？
The first question is, what is the meaning of our life?
你为何而活?
For what are you living?
你人生你要走到哪里去?
Where are you going to walk towards in your life?
但是对于基督徒来讲,也许也可以这样说,神为什么要救我?
And to a Christian, we can ask, why did the Lord save me?
难道只是把我的罪不让我定罪而已吗?
Is it simply that I will not be condemned?
然后第二个问题呢,就是你在做什么?
And the second is, what are you doing?
也就是说,我们的生活,我们平常的 daily, 我们平常的行动,行事为人,是否跟这个人生的意义有连在一起?
In other words, our daily living, our everyday life, is it joined together with the meaning of our life?
或是说,我们现在所过的生活到底有没有意义?
In other words, is there meaning to our everyday life?
所以我想我其实我心中有一个负担。
There is a burden in my heart.
这个问题哈不仅仅只是给比较大一点年纪大一点的人。
This question is not only to those who are older.
我非常盼望十几岁的年轻人你们能够听得懂我在问的问题。
I also hope that those who are teenagers that you can also understand what I'm trying to ask here.
你活着是为什么?
What is the meaning of your life?
然后你目前所过的日子到底有没有意义?
Is there meaning to your everyday life right now?
为什么我会这样问呢?
Why do I ask these questions?
因为我发现我们在今天这个时段呢被隔离的情形其实很适合来思想这个问题。
I feel that, you know, during this time of quarantine is very suitable for us to ponder on these questions.
当然啦我们一方面很担心弟兄姊妹天天待在家里面在那边胡思乱想也不太好。
Of course, you know, we worry for brothers and sisters, you know, you have a lot of different other thoughts while you have been quarantined at home.
但是在这个情形底下他好像是说神给我们一个安静的机会。
But under these circumstances, does God give us a quiet time?
他叫我们停下人生的一个匆忙的脚步。
An opportunity to stop in our busy tracks.
然后他把我们原来不是外面有很多花花绿绿的各样的活动嘛。
Before this, we have a lot of things, you know, bustling life surrounding us.
对你如果心情不好，你就随时出去travel 一下 到 Florida.
If you feel down, you know, you just, you know, travel or you go to Florida.
或是说你想要干什么就出去做点事情出去散散心或是出去找人一起聚一下。
Or, you know, if you want to do something, you just go out or hang out with other people.
可能做的最多的就是去餐厅好好吃一顿好的嘛。
Or maybe both of you will be going to a restaurant to have a good meal together.
但现在慢慢神把这些暂时都想把它剥夺掉了。
But right now, slowly, the Lord is taking all these away.
因为我们好像回到一个很简单的状态。
We return to a very simple condition.
它逼得我们不得不思想说我到底在干嘛。
It forces us, puts us in the position to ponder, what am I doing?
然后这些外面外加的东西如果失去的话我是不是就变成一个很空虚的人生啊?
If all these outside, these additions are taken from me, and do I become one who is very empty?
对我想我今天并没有意思给很完整的答案。
Today I do not, you know,give a complete answer.
但是我要把这两个问题摆在弟兄姊妹的面前。
But I want to lay out before brothers and sisters these two questions.
你愿意的话呢，把它放在你心里面的深处。
If you're willing to put these two questions in the depths of your heart.
而且很可能这两个问题是我们一生都要记得，要常常被问的。
And very possibly these two questions that we have to bear in our hearts, all our lives.
如果主给你更多加重的一些的负担，
If the Lord gives you a greater burden,
你可以在主面前好好的安静询问主，引导你以后人生的脚步。
You can quiet down and seek before the Lord for the Lord to lead your steps of your life.
不管如何呢，我建议鼓励一句话。
No matter what, I want to encourage you with this.
我们既然是人，也既然是一个蒙恩得救的人。
Since we are men and we are redeemed.
我们就应该理所当然做一个对我们生命认真的人。
We ought to be serious with our lives.
我们不要把我们人生的方向，把我们过怎么样的生活，把它随随便便的无所谓的这样子过下去。
We cannot just care less of how we live our lives.
这两个问题是一个关键重要的问题。
These two questions are key. They're very important.
有关这个人活着的意义。
Regarding the meaning of our lives,
我可能以前用过一个比方。
I have perhaps used an example in the past.
可能用不同的方式，但是它的 original, 它原初的出处呢，是我早年的时候听过一个弟兄叫 Devon Franke 的弟兄的一个交通。
The origin of it is from a sharing by Brother Devon Franke.
细节我不太清楚。不太记得很详细了，但是他的意思是这样。
I do not remember the details, but I remember what it, the gist of it.
我们弟兄好像以前他是一个高中老师。
I think our brother was a high school teacher.
有一天呢，他在去学校教书的这个路途上面，看见路旁有一个特别的东西。
On his way to the school, he saw something very special.
也是别人free 是不要的。
Something people left on the street, is free.
然后普通人并不能够辨认出它是什么用途。
Ordinarily we wouldn't be able to differentiate what that is.
但我们弟兄懂，而且他就把这个免费的东西就把它带走。
Our brother know the use of that thing and so he took it.
他回到课堂的时候呢，面对一群高中学生。
So he went to the class facing all these high schoolers.
他把这个平常人不知道的东西带到课堂上。
He brought this thing that ordinary men wouldn't know what it is, and he brought it to the class.
他用一个可能 break 或是 free time 的时间呢。
He used a break time.
他问在座的这些年轻人一个问题。
He asked these young people a question.
他问说，你们知不知道我今天捡到的这个东西是干什么用的吗？
Do you know what this, the use of this thing that I have picked out?
就是说它的功用，也就是说它存在的目的是什么，你们知道吗？
Do you know the use of this, the purpose of this thing?
然后这些年轻人都没看过，所以他们说他们不晓得。
They have not seen this thing, so they say we do not know.
所以我们弟兄就给他们一个引导说，如果在这个世界上有一个人你可以问的话，你应该问谁是最合适的人，他可以告诉你答案。
So our brother guided the students and said, you know, if there is someone that you can ask in this whole world, you know, who will you go ask?
对，有的人就说啊，这个就是把这个东西丢掉的人问他。
Or you ask the person who has thrown this thing away.
或是这个商店卖他的人去问他。
Or you can ask the store who sells these things.
但有一个人他说啊，你找到这个当初制造这个物件的人的话，他是最清楚这个答案的。
And one kid said that, you know, you go find the one who made it, who manufactured it, then the person would know, would be very clear of the answer.
忽然之间，我们弟兄问这批年轻人。
So our brother suddenly asked that question.
如果你要知道你人生的意义跟存在的目的的话，你应该要问谁？
If you want to ask about the meaning of your life and the purpose of your living, who should you ask?
突然之间哦，全班都安静下来。
All of a sudden, there was silence.
没有人说话。
No one talked.
因为他们心里面知道说，他们要问那位创造你我生命的主。
Because in their hearts, they know they have to ask the Lord, the God who created us.
只有他有这个答案。
Only he has the answer.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这个事情上的寻找跟世人是不同的。
So brothers and sisters, in this matter, when we are seeking, we are different from the people of this world.
当世界的人去寻找这个答案的时候，他们找不到答案的。
When the world, people of this world, they go and seek for answers, they cannot find the answer.
他们到了后来，他们只能够说这个问题没有答案，他们会变成一个沮丧，变成空虚，因为根本找不到。
So people, they'll end up, they couldn't find the answer, and they'll be lost and empty.
但是我们这批蒙拯救的人有极大的福气。
But we are blessed, we who have been redeemed.
我们有这位神，他可以告诉我们答案。
We have this God who can tell us the answer.
叫我们可以脱离这虚空的一生啊。
That we can do away with this life of emptiness.
他付了重价把我们买赎出来是有他的目的和意义的。
Yes, he paid a high price to redeem us, so he has this, there is meaning and he has a purpose.
好，下一个问题。
The next question.
就是说我们今天生活的意义在哪里？
Where is the meaning of our everyday life?
其实严格讲起来，我们的眼睛会比较先看到我们的生活。
Frankly speaking, our eyes naturally just, you know, focus, we can easily see our everyday life.
你随便看我们在外面就知道说，诶，我今天做了什么什么样的事情。
And you know, you can easily see, you know, what I have done today.
那我的时间怎么用。
But how have I used my time?
那我去了什么地方。
Where I have been.
然后如果再往我们里面稍微看一点的话。
If we look inwardly a little bit.
对，我今天里面感觉是平安呢，还是感觉很忧虑呢？
Do I feel peaceful today or do I feel anxious today?
对，我是高兴呢，还是痛苦呢？
Am I joyful or am I sorrowful?
我是觉得你今天很充实呢，还是觉得里面空空的呢？
Do I feel fulfilled today or do I feel empty today?
对，我们都看得见，都感受得到我们的生活。
We can see and we can feel our everyday life.
但是我们也应该要问一个问题，我们今天我们所看见的生活的这些的情况到底有没有意义？
But we ought to ask the question that when we see our everyday life, is there meaning to it?
但严格讲起来，这个跟第一个问题是有关系的。
Frankly speaking, it's related to the first question.
你如果第一个问题有答案，你第二个问题就是根据那个答案。
If you have the answer to the first question, then your the second question is according to the answer of the first question.
我们整个人的生命的意义是什么？这是第一个问题。
The meaning of our entire life, that is the first question.
然后我们的生活如果跟这个意义连在一起的话，我们的生活才会有意义。
If our everyday life is joined to the meaning of our life, then our everyday life would have meaning to it.
那我想就是请弟兄姊妹把这两个问题很看重的放在我们心里面。
I hope, brothers and sisters, you would place importance on these two questions and put it in your hearts.
有时候你想想我天天现在天天上网看新闻。
You know, every day you're going online to look at the news.
要不然就看点什么 YouTube, 看些什么各样的剧。
Or you watch, you know, YouTube or other movies.
听听什么流行歌。
Or you listen to some popular music.
对，我们想想这些东西，我是一辈子要这样子吗？
Let's think about it. Am I going to live my entire life this way?
到底有什么意义在里面？
Is there meaning to it?
当然我不是说这是律法，好像这些是都完全不能够做的事情。
I don't mean it thanks be Allah that you know you cannot do any of these things.
甚至说我今天在读圣经。
You know, when we're reading the Bible,
我在家里听了好多的网络信息。
I listen to all the messages online.
但是我在主里有满足的喜乐吗？
Do I have this joy in the presence of the Lord?
我今天没有给答案，但是我把问题摆在弟兄姊妹的面前。
I do not give you the answer, but today I want to put these questions laid out before you.
就好像神耶和华神问亚当和夏娃一样。
Just like the Lord God asked Adam and Eve.
我的目的一样的，就是盼望好像有一个钩子把我们勾回到神的面前。
My purpose is the same that I hope that there'll be like a hook and hook us back to be before the Lord.
勾回到那个有意义的人生。
To hook us back to the life that has meaning.
最后我用摩西做个例子。
I'll use Moses as an example.
我们看诗篇九十篇。
We'll look at Psalm 90.
九十篇的第十节。
Psalm 90 verse 10.
我们一生的年日是70岁，若是强壮可到80岁，但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
The days of our years are 80 years and 10, and in reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away.
12节，求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
Verse 12, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom.
最后一节17节，愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上，愿你坚立我们手所做的工，我们手所做的工愿你坚立。
The last verse 17, and that the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yes, the work of our hands establish thou it.
当摩西写这首诗篇的时候呢，很可能他已经被隔离在旷野超过30年了。
When Moses wrote the psalm, perhaps he has already been quarantined out in the wilderness for 30 years.
他原本是埃及的王子。
He was a prince of Egypt.
但是他在一个神的安排底下，他脱离了皇宫的繁华。
And because of the Lord's arrangement, he has...he went away from all these things of the palace.
对，他的王子的地位被剥夺了。
The position of being a prince has been taken away from him.
他没有办法再回到埃及研究什么军事、政治、建筑、天文科学这些没有了。
He can no longer return to Egypt to go, you know.Study all the architecture of all the military things or any other things.
他被隔离到了旷野，只能够过一个简单朴实牧羊的生活。
He was quarantined in the wilderness. He can only live a plain life shepherding the flock.
根据他的诗篇的这些蛛丝马迹。
And according to the psalm that he wrote,
我相信他思想了这两个问题。
I am sure he.Consider these two questions.
他在这个旷野隔离的期间呢，他认识了人生的本质和他的虚空。
He during this quarantine time in the wilderness, he understood the nature of man's life is emptiness.
所以他求主让他知道怎么样过一个有意义的生活，能够数算他的日子。
And he asked the Lord how to live a meaningful life, how to number his days.
到了十七节的时候呢，他似乎回答了神最初的那两个问题。
Verse 17, as if he answered the two questions that the Lord asked in the very beginning.
对，当人离开了那个意义的时候，他变成赤身露体。
When man left the purpose, he became naked.
但是摩西似乎他知道说，我要回到神的荣美，他的荣耀归在我的身上。
And Moses knew that I have to return to the beauty of the Lord, that His glory be upon us again.
他知道神要，他知道人要找到意义，要归回到神的荣耀里面。
He knows that for man to find the meaning of life, we have to return back to the glory of God.
他有一个迫切的祷告说，主啊，愿你坚立我手所做的工。
So he prayed earnestly before the Lord to establish the work of our hands for us.
也就是说，我现在所做的事情，我的生活里面的行动、行事为人，愿你坚固，让它成为有意义。
That the things that I do today, my actions, my works of this everyday life, that you establish it.
弟兄姊妹，摩西在被隔离的时间，他并没有白费。
The time that Moses was in quarantine, that was not wasted.
当他隔离40年之后，结束之后
，After the 40 years of quarantine,
他成了一位神可以托付的忠心的器皿。
He becomes a faithful vessel that the Lord can entrust.
他能够接受神一个巨大的托付呢，把以色列人能够愿意能够把他们带到那个迦南美地区。
He can receive this great entrustment from the Lord to lead the people out of Egypt into Canaan.
弟兄姊妹，我们不管今天我们几岁。
Brothers and sisters, no matter what age we are today,
我们有一天都会年老。
One day we'll become old.
我在台湾的时候去过那个医院，里面很多老人，我去过好多次。
When I was in Taiwan, I went to the hospital and there were many elderly.
对，我在美国这边呢，我也陪着孩子去过那个老人公寓，像 nursing home 的这个地方。
I've also went with my kids to the nursing home.
我去了那个房间，他们是锁起来的，里面有十几位失去记忆的老人。
And I've also went in to visit the locked memory care.
有一天我们如果主延迟的话，有一天我们都会成为一个老年的人。
And brothers and sisters, should the Lord tarry, we will grow old.
你希不希望在你老年的时候，你会觉得你这一生很有意义呢？
Do you feel like when you grow old?
你愿不愿意？对，愿不愿意在你老的时候，你可以很坦然的说，我这一生是过得很有意义呢。雪冰听不见我讲话的。OK， 好，那我马上就要结束了。OK， 或是说我们愿意带着一个有意义的人生来好好去建筑。OK， 我想就是愿意弟兄姊妹能够思想这两个问题。我最后就结束有个祷告。祷告 ,OK。主耶稣我们OK, 主耶稣我们感谢你。不管在任何的情况，我们都满怀感恩的心。因为你能够叫所有的危机都成为我们属灵的转机。让我们有个能听的耳朵，也常坐在你的跟前，把思想你在我们身上要成就的大事。谢谢你今天给我们这段聚集的时间，奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
阿门。